Hi, welcome to an update on some brilliant things to see. Now October is really underway. An annual exhibition that's based on the Olympics is coming to Taunton at the end of the month. If you did like the Olympics and remember London was really captured with it here, then this is a great way to look at another side of the story. It used to be called Culture Olympics, it's now known as World Arts. And it began in Croatia and the head office is still there. And last year, this is where the World Art Games began. There are permanent exhibitions that came off this. So the work isn't just for a few weeks, it really does permeate into permanent culture. So if you wanted to take part, then go to wagames.org on the net. And soon there'll be ideas of how you can submit and be part of the next exhibition. So countries from all over the world take part. There are member states that include Albania, Algeria, Armenia, Bulgaria, Chile, Finland, all the way through to Macedonia. It's a bit like Eurovision, only with culture. Uruguay through to Vietnam. America too takes place in this exhibition. And so you can be a part of it. And the purpose of it is to foster a greater sense of understanding and also peace between the countries, but through art. And so we are invited to turn up to come. Are you coming? If you have a look at the website, then it will let you know more about how you can follow the work of people. For example, World Art Game Israel has poetry exhibit by Varda Berger, reading her poetry. Brasha Lazio reading a poem about art. So all sorts of formats. Visual artists exhibited in Israel include Orly Netanel, who did glass, and sculptures by Shula Ross and Brasha Lazio. So there really is a huge diversity, but it's the message that really comes through. And again, if this is something that your art would like to contribute to, there are still open calls that will be forthcoming for the next World Art Games. And the annual conference happens too, so that would be something you can take part in. But if you live in the UK and you do feel that you can ship up to Taunton, I'm definitely going to go and have a look. Then the UK Showcase event there, hosted by World Art Games, is going to be in the Creative Innovation Centre, and that's the Memorial Hall, Paul Street, Taunton. And this is a great open space, full of colour, very comfortable to hang out in. And you'll have a warm welcome there, as well as being invited to enjoy all of this art that's taken from the countries that wanted to take part in World Art Games. So hopefully that's given you a sense of, in a way, what art can achieve, what art can be part of, and relating to that. In Oxford, I had a look at Alexandra Meir's exhibition at the Modern Art Oxford exhibition. And this was a mural that's been drawn, that's been taken from the Bayeux Tapestry, but it's been done to look at space travel. Definitely not sci-fi. It has the Halley's Comet that also was in the Bayeux Tapestry, but it's been drawn by a big black felt-tip pen, and it's also in a cartoon style. It just has a real twist on how art can take itself into science. So I think there's a lot of fusion now going on in art, and it makes it more accessible. And this is what I thought about the World Art Games. If you like Olympics, travel, countries coming together, if you like Eurovision, and if you like art, sculpture, poetry, spoken word, then if you're in Taunton, then it's definitely something to take in. And the WAG Get Art has also contributed to commissions being made of work that unites the different nations. And I think with politics, the way it is at the moment, then this is a great thing that art can do. So that's the tips for today that I've come up with. If there's anything that you'd like me to follow or cover, do let me know in the comments. And I look forward to talking to you again soon. Here's to great success and a great month ahead.